Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you so much for today. We thank you, Lord, for the birth of the church, Lord, for sending your Spirit down to speak the native tongues, Lord, of your people, so that they would hear your word and hear your glory, Lord. Prepare us today, Lord, as we are worshiping you, as we hear the vision for the youth and the students. Prepare us, Lord, to speak in the tongues of the students in this area, Lord, to be able to stand up in this world and say, Lord, use me in a new way. Father, prepare our hearts for the word that you're bringing forth today. Let us grasp hold of the vision and take a leap of faith together. Father, we pray this all in your precious name. Amen. I want to draw your attention to a couple things. This is a unique bulletin that you see in front of you. Several people walked in and said, where's the bulletin? And they had this in their hand, and I said, that's the bulletin. And the response was, interesting. As you can see, it's a little interesting this morning. So I ask you to bear with me and allow God to do something in you that maybe he's never done before, or maybe he has done it before and it's been a while, or maybe it's just something totally new. So I ask you to embrace the newness of this all. And if you'll look in here on the front page, I've just given you kind of a synopsis of my time here at Kingswood. You can take that home with you and read it. On the back, there's some ways that you can invest in the student ministry, and I'll be going into that in just a little while. But I do want to draw your attention to the very back page that says important dates. Parents of youth, be sure to keep this because it's dates coming up. But on the bottom, there's a response card, and I'll go into all this in a little bit. But that picture of a guy skydiving is none other than myself. So everybody, I wanted to make sure you saw that. I did go skydiving, praise God. But anyway, it was the worst thing that I've ever done in my entire life. Scared me to death. I want to just welcome you again this morning to something new here at Kingswood. The student ministry is about to kick off, and it's like we're standing on an edge. We're living on the edge. And together, it's why I wear this shirt, Jump. Because together I'm asking you as a church to jump with me. Take a leap of faith into what we're doing and to investing in the lives of these students. Now, we saw in the video two of the statistics that stand out to me the most. The first one was 70% of active Christians who are active in their faith, by the time they leave the 12th grade, walk away from their faith. Completely walk away from their faith. The other statistic that just, my jaw dropped when I heard it, was that 80% of college freshmen in America today deny having a relationship with Jesus Christ. 80%. And so we look at all those statistics, and you know, I've heard a lot of responses. I've kind of shared those statistics with people around the church and in the community and friends that I have. And so one of the responses I've gotten from the one about 70% walk away from their faith, even though they're active Christians, go to Sunday school, they go to youth group, but when they go to college, they completely drop and lay aside everything they've learned for the way of the world. A lot of people have said to me, well, you know what? That's okay. Because when they have kids, they'll come back. They'll come back. They'll come back into the church. They'll want their kids to know church. And I was talking with Dave after the first service, and Dave said, "You know what, Michael? The sad thing is most of them don't. Most of them don't come back. Sometimes they do, and we're lucky if they do. But a lot of times they don't come back. And so together as a congregation, we have to embrace the students. We come into their bedroom. We have to help them pack their bags. That's why the luggage is here. Together as a church, we must instill in the students life principles, godly choices, the things that they need in order to walk out of here with their bags packed, because they're going to. They're going to walk out of these doors one day, and they're either going to walk out of here with their bags packed of godly things, the godly principles, godly choices, all these things that we have to pack, help them pack. Or they're going to walk out of here and they're going to walk away from their faith. One or the other. Now, I don't know about you, but with the whole notion of it's okay that they walk away from their faith and they'll come back, we have to understand that during that time period, the students, the people, are making the most detrimental, the most life-changing choices of their life. It's during these times that they will decide who their mate is, who are they going to be with the rest of their life, who's going to complete them. And I don't know about you, but when I have a child, I want my child resting on the everlasting arms of Jesus and going to them and saying, God, is this the person I'm supposed to marry? And to have God's blessing upon them to go forth in that marriage. Rather than, oh, he's cute. She's good looking. They're also going to choose a career choice. They will go, they will be living their lifestyle, they'll choose a lifestyle that they want to live in. And the money that God's given them out of that lifestyle or that career, what are they going to do with it? Are they going to use it for the glory of God because it's all his anyway, but do they know that? I've got to tell you this personal story, and it's just a perfect example of what my dream is for the students here. When I proposed to Amy, it was on my birthday. I was a smart guy, because how could she turn me down on my birthday? So I go, I take her up to this mountain house, and we're sitting there, and you know, I told her, I said, Amy, just like when on Jesus' birthday, we get gifts, Christmas, right? We all get gifts on Christmas. Just as Christ gives us gifts, and we get gifts at Christmas, I want to give you something for my birthday. And so, you know, of course she's getting a little nervous, and she had no clue that I was going to propose to her. And the last time I even mentioned marriage, she broke up with me. So, you know, I'm taking another leap of faith here. So I get down on my knee, and I say, Amy, will you marry me? And she said, that's not real. The ring. She said, the ring's not real. And so I was like, yeah, it is. And she said, I don't know what to say. And I said, say yes. Hello. And she asked me, she said, Michael, I just don't know. Can you take me home? Give me the weekend. Let me think about it. And I said, no way. I said, if you need some time to think about it, go in there and think about it, and then come back out and tell me what your answer is. So she did it. She locks herself in a bedroom and prays for an hour. Okay? I don't know about y'all. An hour. I was sweating bullets. Okay, so here I am just thinking, okay, what am I going to do if she says no? Do I just drop it all? Anyway, I had to make a decision. But my point in the story is, how awesome, how amazing would it be if our students wanted to know from God so much that they would even ruin the moment of just saying, yes. Oh. I have it on videotape too, and I shouldn't have even had it on videotape, because it's like, okay, let me go into the next room and pray about it. But how amazing would it be if our students, if your children, if my children would take that much of a priority in making sure they're in the will of God for these major decisions. And that's what I'm talking about here. We've got to pack the bags of the students so when they leave this program, they have everything they need packed in their bags. So when they're in their dorm room at college and they're laying on their bed and they lay down here and the last thing on their mind is, Lord, how can I please you? Lord, what are you doing in this school and how can I be a part of it? Rather than sitting here on the side of the bed, Lord, I don't know. I mean, should I go to this party? All their friends telling them they should do all this and all the world that's pressing them. But are they going to stand up and say, you know what? I know what's wise for me to do. And taking part in this may not be the wise thing to do. Or who knows? They may need some other things that we're going to help them pack in their bags to make wise decisions for the future. And so today, I want to share with you the vision. Where is it that I want to take, or that I feel like the Lord wants to take these students to be have their bags packed? How are we going to do that? How are we going to pack their bags? The vision is that every student that comes through Kingswood United Methodist Student Ministries would walk out of here having a faith of their own. Not their mom's faith, not their dad's faith, not grandma's faith, even though you have amazing faiths. A faith of their own, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And that they not only have a relationship with Jesus Christ, but they walk out of here living a lifestyle of ministry and influence. So let me say that again. That they have a faith of their own and are living a lifestyle of ministry and influence wherever they go. And that, if we do that, instead of looking back on how we've always done things year after year after year, like the quote in the bulletin says, if we always do what we've always done, we'll always be what we've always been. And so it's time together as a church that we take a leap of faith together. And we say, you know what, we're going to put our money where our mouth is. We're going to serve. We're going to invest in the lives of these students. Now, as a profession, I am a licensed investment advisor. I own an investment advisory in Canton, Georgia. I do it on the side, and I love finances. And one of our key things is we've got to have a diversified portfolio. Anybody that invests knows you've got to be diversified. And so this morning I want to kind of play along with that, diversifying your portfolio, but within the church. You all invest time, money, prayers, efforts, your gifts, your talents. You all invest that into the church all the time. But I want to challenge you this morning not to invest all your eggs in one basket. Many of you might have given abundantly, and I know all of you did because it's amazing for the new building. And it's such a blessing. I can see how God is preparing the way for this new building and the new student ministry and what's happening. Just take off. But I ask you to diversify in what you're doing. Maybe you've given so much financially that you say, you know what, maybe I need to do a little more prayerfully. So I want to open up the opportunity for you to pray for these students by name, weekly, daily, if you can. There's other ways that you can diversify your portfolio. Now, I want to also, before we get a little bit more into that, I want to take your attention back to the scripture that we heard that Ben was portraying. And at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit fell and people started speaking in tongues of the people. Now, it wasn't the non-believers that got the tongues and were speaking. It was the believers that received the tongues and was able to speak in the language of all those around. And together, church, I'm asking you to please help me speak in the tongues of the students. Help me speak in a language that they understand, that they can grasp and realize that God is real, that God desires a personal and intimate relationship with each and every one of them, that they can walk out of this place with confidence knowing that God is on their side. Help me in that. So church, let the Spirit fall on us. Let us speak in the language of the students. Now, being able to invest in the student ministry and investing in your portfolio, I wanted you to turn your attention to this back page that have the rushing water. I've come up with four different ways that you can diversify your portfolio, if you will, and invest in the student ministry here at Kingswood. One of the ways that we're going to bring the students into a deeper knowledge of Jesus Christ, if we follow Jesus' example of discipleship, Jesus taught in groups, and he taught one-on-one, and he taught in smaller groups. He'd pull some of them aside and say, listen here, here's a parable, here's this. And we're going to do the same thing with the student ministry here. We'll start off, and each Sunday night we'll have a small group setting. We'll have a corporate worship time and break off into small group. But we're in need of people who will be like Paul was and say, you know what, I'm falling hard after God. Come and follow me as I follow Christ. We need people, no matter how old you are, you're not too old to pass along your wisdom. You're not too wild and courageous, or you're not too dull to sit in a group and share your life experience and form them and help them and mold them and give them wisdom, because you've been there. You've done it. And they're about to step into it. But so many of us don't want to step into their life and help them make the decisions. Sometimes they don't want to hear it, and that's fine. But you know what? If we continually, if they keep hearing the same message from people that they know and they trust, what an impact it's going to make when it's time for them to make a decision. So we need small group leaders. That's one way you can invest in the student ministry. Another way is financially. The youth is doing a whole lot. We're taking 14 of us total are going to Puerto Rico here in a month from now. It's just going to be here before you know it. And be on the lookout. We're doing some fundraisers. You'll see these posted around the youth. It's Rent a Youth. There's lots of stuff that needs to be done around your house, whether it's laundry, cleaning, mulching, planting plants, moving big things, whatever it is. You can rent a youth as a fundraiser for our mission trip to Puerto Rico. And Joan Holliday is so graciously going to coordinate that. Grab one of these. And anything that you need done around your house, rent a youth. Also, next Sunday, when you come to church, you're going to get blessed. While you're in church, the youth are going to be out there washing your car. So get ready. There's going to be some valet parking. So you come up to the veranda and you get out and come to Sunday school and give us a little time to wash your vehicles and come to church and you'll be able to do that. But that's another way we're raising funds. But on top of that, this student ministry, we have limited funds. And in order to be dynamic and excellent in what we do, because that's what we're called to do, we need finances as well. So as you diversify your portfolio, I've made a couple things. And let me tell you, as an investment advisor, you always want to tell people about the return on their investment. And yes, in this investment, there's going to be eternal returns, if you will. Now, on top of that, we've had some very, very, very generous people in this congregation that have known that we're going to be raising funds for Puerto Rico and the youth program, and they have come up with a way that it's a matching deal, where as you give to this program, they're going to match. So you get an instant return. Now, as an investment advisor, I can advise you, this is a good investment. An instant return on your money. Okay, it's amazing. I'm all in. Now, we need, in order to get where we need to be in the youth budget and the Puerto Rico mission trip and all the things that we're wanting to do for the rest of this year, we're going to need 5 people to commit to giving $800. We'll need 10 people to invest $500 into this program. 10 people to invest $250. 5 people to invest $100. And 5 people to invest $50. Now, like I said, many of you have probably given and given abundantly to many things of this church. And I ask you to diversify your portfolio. And many of you have given of your time and given of your efforts. And again, I ask you, diversify your portfolio. Now, another way you can do it is Sunday school. Sunday school is taking a different twist again. We're gonna change things up a little bit. And the whole focus is others first. Everything that we do in Sunday school for the next year is going to be all based on the whole concept of let's put others first. The first month that we do it, we're going to be focused on homelessness. And we're going to get together in the Sunday school classes and we're going to talk about what, have you ever experienced someone who's been homeless? How did you feel around them? And an open discussion. The next week, we're going to dig into the Word and we're going to say, you know, what does the Word say about homelessness? How are we supposed to treat people who have less than what we do? How are we supposed to interact with people? Then the next Sunday, we're actually going to bring in someone who is either once homeless or is homeless and let them share their testimony. Let them tell how it feels to be out on the street and have when people just walk by them and don't give them the time of day. Let them share what the needs truly are. And then the fourth Sunday of each month, we'll actually go out into this community and serve. And we'll be putting others first. Now, in order to do that, we must have leaders. The curriculum's all there. It's all made out. All you got to do is ask some questions and really relate and want to have a heart for service. So we need Sunday school teachers as well that will be able to commit to that. And lastly, we need prayer warriors. I cannot emphasize this enough. Nothing happens without prayer. My mother-in-law, Amy's mother, is one of the biggest prayer warriors I've ever met. She's missed when we've come to visit because she's in her bedroom praying. I mean, that's the kind. Nothing happens without prayer. And so what I'm committing to do for people who will commit to praying for this group, I will print out paper with the teens, the students' pictures on them with their name, their school, and their interests or whatever it is. But you'll have it so you can pray for them by name. Guys, we need people praying for these students as we instill in them the life, the things that bring them true life. That they have everything that they need when they walk out of this door and their bags are packed. The question is, are they going to have the correct things packed in the bag? And so today, while in a minute, you're going to be able to respond, and on the very back page, on the back of the order of worship, again, parents, keep the top portion because it's all the important dates, but tear off the portion that has me skydiving on there and the response page. And I invite you, during the first verse of this next song, to ask the Lord and say, God, how do you want me to invest and diversify my portfolio into these students to make an eternal impact on their lives? And so I ask you to prayerfully consider that, write down whatever the Lord says, and respond accordingly. But I ask you to come forth and place in the suitcase what the Lord has led on your heart to invest in the students and help me pack their bags. So take this time, listen to the Lord, for He speaks, for He talks and He listens. And today He's encouraging you to take a leap of faith. Let's make an impact so that no longer 70% of our students walk out of this door. And when they walk out of the door, they leave Jesus right here. Let's make an impact on these students' lives. And it's going to take a big commitment. So spend this time with the Lord and respond accordingly. Thank you so much for investing in these students. Thank you so much for your belief and your encouragement and your love that you've already poured out. Father, we love you. We praise you. And we just ask you, Lord, what is it that you want us to do, and how can we invest? Lord, we're listening.